Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Sheriff Mike Lewis from Wimico County, Maryland, which is on the eastern coast of Maryland, right up on the Atlantic coast. I wanted to get him on because he has been very active, folks, very, very active the past few years in speaking out about the issue of the open border and how it has impacted communities like his own. And he's been around and he's talked to a lot of other sheriffs around the country as well. Sheriff, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show.
George, thank you so much for having me back on the show. I so appreciate what you do for the American people, and your voice is so badly needed at a time that's critically important for our nation, especially post-election as we move forward with this new president and attempting to take our country back.
Oh, man, you couldn't have put it better. Tell us, first of all, about what you have seen in the time that you have been out talking to folks and in your own community. What have you heard from sheriffs about the impact of the open border?
Well, keep in mind, today is December the 4th. We are literally about a month later than the election. This time a month ago, there was a huge feeling of great trepidation, I think, around our country as to what was going to happen on November the 5th. And while we all hoped and prayed that our wishes and our needs will be met as the American people, there was a lot of uncertainty, as you well know. We weren't sure what was going to happen. Since the election of President Donald J. Trump as our 47th president of the United States, there is a feeling, a very euphoric feeling among law enforcement throughout the nation as to where our country is going to be headed in the weeks and months ahead under this this new presidency. And I can tell you, I am absolutely committed to working with President Trump and this administration and doing whatever I can do as the sheriff of Wicomico County, Maryland, but more importantly, as an individual that's been on the front lines at our border many, many times over the years, and I've seen firsthand what the lack of a secure border has done for the United States, not only down at the border, but in Wicomico County, Maryland, where we are literally 2,000 miles from the border, because what crosses that border today is in my backyard tomorrow. And the crime that is being committed right now by illegals, not just in and around my community, but all up and down the East Coast, we are feeling the repercussions of these crimes every single day. And we are working overtime to try to investigate these crimes and deal with these individuals who have come into our country illegally. It is a full-time job for all law enforcement right now.
We have seen where there have been some sanctuary cities as well as sanctuary states that have already said that they are not going to work with the incoming administration, with the Trump administration. What are your thoughts about these folks?
Well, we know we're going to have to handle these individuals one way or the other. They can either work with this administration or they're going to be under this administration. Here's exactly what I mean by that. There is a clear mandate by the American people. They voted on November the 5th. They wanted this country taken back because without border security, there is no homeland security. So they voted for greater homeland security. And getting greater homeland security, we have to work very closely with our urban partners in cities throughout this nation to obviously get a hand on what has been a man-made crisis by the Biden administration that's now manifested itself in every urban city across this country, including Baltimore, Maryland. Yet we have a governor in Maryland, Governor Wes Moore, who has vowed not to work with this administration, and he is already spending millions of dollars working with a consulting firm as to best handle and work with the Trump administration and not complying with certain mandates. But we're hearing this not only from the governor, but we're hearing from other elected officials in Maryland. It makes me embarrassed to say that I'm a sheriff living and working and serving under the Maryland Constitution. Obviously, I have been threatened by Maryland lawmakers in the past because I'm very vocal on immigration issues, that if we don't comply with the Maryland Constitution and comply with their wishes as lawmakers, they will pass laws or legislation in the state of Maryland to restrict our authority as constitutional sheriffs, because our authority is derived from the Constitution and they reserve the right to modify it and change it as lawmakers. That's what I'm living with right now in Maryland, George.
That's incredible. And we have seen, sadly, that these sanctuary communities, the crime in it spills over, and there are murders and rapes and thefts and all sorts of crime that impacts on other communities that are trying to that are trying to uphold their standards and the law. Has it not?
100%, and as you well know, we had a very high-profile case several months ago up in Harford County, Maryland, involving Sheriff Jeff Gaylor and his crew, where we had a mother of five, Rachel Morin. She was brutally assaulted and murdered on the Maupaw Trail up in Harford County, left for dead, and ultimately her body was discovered several days later. We tracked down that illegal down in Oklahoma.
Wow.
And he was apprehended. Thank God. There was a huge Herculean effort by not only the Harford County Sheriff's Office, but the FBI and the Maryland State Police, who worked around the clock to bring this illegal alien, who was illegally in our country, preying on American citizens. A young mother of five was brutally sexually assaulted. She was murdered and left her body discarded like trash on the Maupaw Trail, a very popular hiking trail and jogging trail, and brutally assaulted and murdered. And here we are dealing once again with another illegal alien. And one doesn't have to look any further than Montgomery County, Maryland, which borders Washington, D.C., where we have a heavy concentration of MS-13. They have not only killed, brutally raped, and murdered, but they dismember their victims, and they have been spreading body parts all over Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel County, Maryland, to try to throw off investigators as they dismember their homicide victims. But this is nothing new for Maryland. You would think our governor, our attorney general, would be all over these cases to hold these people accountable, and our local investigators do. But once again, being perpetrated by MS-13 and other illegal aliens coming into our country and preying on American citizens.
That's incredible. That is really frightening. Sheriff, then you do believe that I guess that we could say that the cavalry is coming, and we are going to be able to at least rid ourselves in some form or fashion of these criminals that have entered our country so freely in the past 4 years.
100%, George, and help is on the way. I firmly believe that, and I will do any and everything in my capacity as sheriff of Wicomico County, as an American citizen, as a constitutional sheriff who believes in our republic. I will do any and everything in my power to assist this administration to get America back on the right track, because I know how much our citizens deserve it, I know how much they want it, and I'm going to be part of the solution, not the problem.
You got it. Folks, we've been speaking with my good friend Sheriff Mike Lewis from Wycombe County, Maryland. And I really, really thank you for taking time to be with us. Safe drives, because the sheriff is driving to a meeting. Safe drives, and you stay safe in your county, bro.
George, I want you to know the Wicomico County citizens and the American people support you. We support your program, and thank you for all you do for America. We are going to make America great again, my friend.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.